This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A plan to build about 11 miles of wildlife exclusion fencing along Interstate 90 might hurt more than help, according to a group of grizzly bear biologists. The Montana Department of Transportation plans to raise fences along the interstate near Missoula between the Helmville Road underpass and the Gold Creek Interchange east of Drummond. Motorists hitting wildlife, especially elk, were the impetus for the project. At least two people have died in hundreds of collisions between 2009 and 2018. But that stretch of road where the Clark Fork River splits the Garnet and Flint Creek mountain ranges is an important travel corridor for wildlife. Fencing it could stop grizzly bears from moving between the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem and other recovery areas such as the Greater Yellowstone and Bitterroot ecosystems. The potential for grizzlies to travel and interbreed between ecosystems has been a frequently stated requirement before the bears can be delisted from the Endangered Species Act. You might think a grizzly can easily navigate a fence and a road, but obstructions kept a radio-collared grizzly bear, nicknamed Lingenpolter, from crossing the interstate south in 2020 and 21. Lingenpolter unsuccessfully tried 46 times to cross Interstate 90 for 53 days before finally making it south in 2020. State grizzly bear biologists say the current grizzly bear-occupied range includes resident bears in the Helmville area and numerous verified sightings in the area surrounding the Big Hole River. They know that other grizzly bears have crossed I-90 in the Jens area. An exclusion fence without crossing structures would cause bears to have trouble crossing south. The Montana Department of Transportation says the exclusion fencing could reduce crashes by 50%. The project costs about $4.5 million. The agency does not want to add large animal underpasses like the big culvert passages along Highway 93 north of Evero Hill because that would increase the time and cost of the project. Currently, the fencing project includes 8 livestock crossings, meaning cattle guards, as well as working around existing bridges and road underpasses for wildlife passage. Grizzly bear biologists asked but were unsuccessful in persuading the Department of Transportation to add other features that would increase motorist safety instead of fencing, like rumble strips and warning signs through the area to slow motorists down. In the Canadian Rocky Mountain West, it's not so unusual for a large grizzly bear to kill a smaller mountain goat, but the predator became the prey at Yoho National Park in British Columbia. A hiker discovered the carcass of a 155-pound female grizzly bear, which was unusually small for the region, just off the Burgess Pass Trail. Officials found wounds under the bear's armpits and below its neck, but couldn't immediately confirm that a goat had killed the bear. A recent forensic necropsy proved that the female grizzly bear died of an unsuccessful predation attempt of a mountain goat. The location of the bear's fatal wounds were consistent with a grizzly attack and the defensive response of a mountain goat. David Laskin, a wildlife ecologist with Lake Louise, Yoho, and the Kootenai Field Unit in British Columbia, said, "When grizzly bears attack, they tend to focus on the head, the back of the neck, and the shoulders of the prey, and it's usually from above. So in turn, the defensive response of the mountain goat would be to protect itself using its sharp horns." Laskin said, "The necropsy subsequently confirmed that the wounds incurred before death were consistent with the size and shape of mountain goat horns, so other causes, including human involvement, were ruled out. Male mountain goats can weigh up to 300 pounds. The females are slightly smaller. While grizzlies commonly prey on mountain goats in the Rocky Mountains, it's not unknown for a goat to fight back at an attacking grizzly and sometimes win the battle. Goats can kill a bear, but it's a rare event." Steve Cody, a renowned mountain goat expert and professor at Quebec's Laval University, said, "All they need is a good horn jab well placed." Yoho National Park is in British Columbia, just west of the famed Banff National Park.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.